This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here with the Real Tide. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do believe I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, I do appreciate the time. I know there's about 3,000 other stations out there you can listen to, and you've chosen this one. So I really do appreciate it. Anyway, I got a lot to talk about tonight. You can imagine, you know, with everything that's taking place over the weekend, Kimberly Marin's going to join me after the first break. She is she is chomping at the bit to talk about the football, the Patriots, and more. And I don't blame her. I mean, seriously, I'm all for their freedom of speech thing too. I don't have a problem with that. But if you went to your office and every morning you decided to, maybe you put some banners up to say "Down with America" or, you know, "No national anthem here" or, you know, "Black is beautiful." I mean, yeah, "Black is beautiful." I always like that one anyway. BLM, anything that could be considered a controversial or something that isn't in the norm, right? So you put that in your cubicle, and your boss tells you to pull it out. Stop doing that. We don't do that here. Is that now him infringing on your freedom of peace? I'm freedom of speech? So what's the difference? Other than these guys get paid $11 million a year, I mean, what is the difference? And I won't steal Kimberly's thumber. Thunder. Wow. It's not working. Anyway, always a pleasure. Always appreciate it. Obamacare repeal is dead because of the boneheads didn't have anything ready, anything set for the last 7 years. We'll discuss that later on, too. Spoke to a congressman over the weekend, went to an event, and we're going to have him on the show in a few weeks to try to explain this. To try to help me understand why Plan B is not sitting on a piece of yellow paper because it's been hanging out for so long. Some of you will get that. Some of you will go over your head like a jetliner. So we have a teacher, and this is how this is done, people. And we're going to talk a little bit about my local politics in the second hour, because local politics ends up being federal politics, right? Ends up being state politics and federal politics and that kind of thing. And this, and I'm going to show you why it's so important for you to engage. All right? And if anything goes sideways, and I mean anything goes sideways, you need to... I've got a new computer, and it's making me crazy. So, teacher crosses out men in the Declaration of Independence. Now, she doesn't do it in a high school class, right? What she's doing is in a fourth grader's class in Arizona, and she's reciting the gender neutral version of the Declaration of Independence. Now, the remains of Arizona crossed out the word men in the Declaration of Independence, replaced it with humans, and had students recite the gender-neutral version. So she had students recite not the Declaration of Independence, but her declaration. Right? And a mother, and if you look at a picture of this mom, she is not the stereotypical Sunday go-to-meeting, you know, dress from neck to ankles mom, so it's not this, like, right-wing whacktoid. She said, I was hurt. I was mortified. This is Elizabeth, looks like Velancourt. This is what she told a local TV station regarding the alteration in at a Salk Elementary School classroom. She said, I was disturbed at the fact that someday, or somebody, is changing historical documents, and nobody has the right to change our history. You teach what's written. You don't rewrite it to teach how you feel it should be. And she is 100% on. You read the original document. You recite the original document the way it was written, because then it's no longer the original document now, is it? And then you say, I think it should read like this, and the reason I think this thing should read like this is because this is how I feel. Then at least you're being honest and truthful. This is not a freedom of speech thing either. Now, some of you loons will say that. Oh, it's just she's got a right to do. No, she doesn't. She does not have a right to change what the Declaration of Independence says, or anything else for that matter. Because it's written. It was signed. It was agreed upon. You're going to raise them all from the dead and have them re-sign a revised vision? Really? Because that's the way it was passed. Each and every morning after the Pledge of Allegiance is said, the class recited the altered version of the Declaration of Independence. The teachers also felt that it was a teachable moment when she shared with the class that she attended a protest of our president, Donald J. Trump. When I confronted the teacher, said the parent, she in fact believed that this behavior to be within her rights. Now, we did get the sign removed from the classroom, as well as my son. My son is a Boy Scout of America and felt uncomfortable enough about this to tell us about it. Do you know how many kids do not say anything because they feel bullied or they feel like, oh, the teacher won't like me anymore? When Velancourt approached the school officials, she was told that her social media activity about the issue hurt the teacher's feelings. Oh. Hurt the teacher's feelings. She didn't care what she was doing to the kid. She didn't care what she was doing to the Boy Scout. You know what? Suck it up and deal with it. You're the teacher. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back with Kimberly Marin right after the break. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body antibiotic extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, please be a part of the conversation. I know there's a million other shows, a gazillion other shows, whatever you could be watching, but you've chosen this one, and I really do. I so much appreciate it. But as I do all the time, because I appreciate each and every one of you that tune into the show on a regular basis. Gina B. That's right. I won't give anybody your age, although I don't know it either, but that's probably a good thing. Keep me alive. Always appreciate you, Gina. Thank you for your comments and the time you spend. But this is for you, Uncle Paul. Mine was last week. You know, but I got to tell you, Gina, you don't do what I do. Okay, celebrate the anniversary of your birthday. That way you don't get any older. It really that simple. And people buy it. All right. So there you go. You can have a bigger piece of cake this year. Seriously, I don't mind. Feel free to send me a piece, should you want to. Anyway. All right, guys. I appreciate your time with me. I appreciate you putting up with me. And now we get to have some more real. That's not a word. Anyway, real fun. Kimberly Marin joins me, and she does every week. I always appreciate her time with me, and we always have a good time kicking off the week together. Kimberly, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
How you doing?
You're recuperating from your weekend, right? Your
yes.
Patriots weekend.
Yes.
Oh,
I had
God.
I had to break up with my boys.
Oh, God. You know what? I was trying to explain. I did a bad job of it, but I tried to explain it before the break and say, look, here's the deal. It's a job. You don't get to do what you want to do on the job. Take the patriotism out of it for a second. Take the whole, quote-unquote, freedom of speech thing out of it for a second. You get paid to go out there and chase around a dead pigskin, all right? Not tell me how you feel or what you want to protest or anything else like that. That's not what I came here to see and be part of, correct?
Right. That's my whole point. You know, football and sports in general typically are a place where we all unite. We don't care what the guy's politics are sitting next to us because we're all rooting for the same team. We don't even talk about politics
usually
during football, which is why so many people got sick of ESPN. So for to have them politicize football while they're being paid to entertain us is one reason a lot of people, like myself, are unhappy and will never watch them again. And I am a lifelong diehard fan of the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Through thick and thin, I have been one of their fans.
Even when they threw them out of Boston, huh?
I'm not that old. But but
thank you.
So I've been a fan for a lot of years. Even they were really bad, and we called them the Patsies because they were so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was late. That was like in the late
80s,
I think.
Yeah,
I didn't do that.
My joke was always that, they're not my team. They were so bad that Boston threw them out. And that's why they became the New England Patriots, you know, because we made everybody take responsibility for them.
Yeah, well, you know what? They're done now. They could have just said, you know what? Do your thing outside of the football field. They still have a huge platform. I don't care if they hate Trump's guts. I don't care what their politics are. I don't care if they're extreme right-wingers, extreme left-wingers. I don't care. I don't want to know when they're playing the game. Because you know what? They're paid, and I'm paying them. Kraft signs the checks. My donations by purchasing things pays the actual dollars. I don't want to hear their politics. I am paying them to look pretty, throw around a football on a field.
Yeah, I mean, really, seriously, what's a ticket cost these days? $75?
I think it's even more than that. And the parking is ridiculous.
Yeah.
The concessions are ridiculous. It costs a fortune to go to a game.
What's it, like
fortune.
$20 for beer and another $20 for the hot dog? I mean, seriously, it's really crazy, right?
It's insane.
But, you know, the NFL's really, hypocrisy does shine, though, because think about something. Remember when the one of the players, and I don't know the names because I don't follow sports, but I remember these stories. We had one player that had, he wanted to wear 9/11 cleats. Remember on one of the...
That was on the Dallas Cowboys team.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay, that was a different one. Yes,
right.
You're right. They wanted support, 9/11, they wouldn't.
Right, they were told no. Then there was a player whose mom died from cancer. He wanted to wear pink in honor of his mom, and they told him, no, you can't do it. You can wear it when we do the cancer... when we have the Cancer Day thing, and then remember when the Dallas police were shot, right? The Cowboys wanted to wear pins in solidarity with the Dallas Police Department, and, you know, the NFL said, no, can't do that. We don't allow you to do that kind of thing. Is that hypocrisy or what?
They fine guys for doing too much of a little bit of a dance in the end zone when they get a touchdown. Seriously.
No. But
you take a knee during the national anthem, and we're going to applaud your little social justice warrior arses.
Right. And then, not to get all religious on people, but, you know, Tebow takes a knee, and it's like the worst thing that's going to happen to mankind, right? It's bad. Yep. It's the wrong thing to do. You shouldn't be doing this kind of thing. It's just amazing. I mean, maybe he was protesting their lack of belief in God. I mean, would that be okay? Maybe that's what he should have said. I'm not praying. I'm protesting your inability to give God a little little gojo here, you know?
Well, if he was a Muslim or an atheist or something, the left would have cheered him as a hero, so, you know?
Yeah, I'm always amazed. Okay, so you heard a little bit about the story that I was talking about, the fourth grade teacher in Arizona who crossed out the word men in the Declaration of Independence and replaced it with humans. Okay? The parents are going nuts. This is another one of those not a free speech thing. It's the actual writing of the actual document, and when you change the words, you're no longer teaching the kids the document. Do you agree?
Yes, you're not teaching kids actual history. You can't change history. I don't care how much people might want to. You learn from it and move forward, but you cannot change actual history. You can't. No matter how much your little whiny butt wants to, you can't.
but it's true. I love these people. The way that it's just. I'm sorry. I'm looking at this story and I'm saying to myself, the parents should have surrounded that room. Okay? Because think about something. It finally was a Boy Scout that spoke up and told his mother about it. But here's a bunch of kids, and they're being, for all intents and purposes, they're being bullied by that teacher. Right? Because they want to please that teacher. They want that teacher to like them. And here's the teacher saying, no, this is the right way to do this. And then that teacher went on to tell them how she was at a thing last weekend where she was protesting the president. Isn't that exciting? That's everything a first grader should know. Anyway, a fourth grader should know. We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. You can swallow on that for a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every single week on Mondays, help me to kick off the week, get me all amped up. Well, I try to get her amped up, too. We'll see what happens. But Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
I do know I make you crazy at times. I know some of the stories, you're still bouncing off the walls during the break, and I'm sure your poor husband, after you get off the phone at night, is probably ducking cover in a kitchen somewhere, I'm sure.
I don't take it out on him, but I will tell him about him.
All right.
Can you hear me?
I'm sure wherever you're at, I'm sure he's listening going, oh, my God, I'll make sure I'm sleeping. I go make believe I'm sleeping. Hey, all right. So this one just came up. I thought this was hilarious, and we'll just spend 2 minutes on it. Okay. Now, when some human life being lost is really a bad thing, but when you start thinking about some of the dumb stuff that people do, all right, and they think that they can get away with this because I don't know, because they know more than a dumb animal or they're smarter than everybody. They found a snake lover suffocated to death. All right, near his pet python. So the pet python was in the room. This thing has got to be, I don't know, 30, 35 feet long. And he lets him run around the house alone. And I'm thinking to myself, any way you cut it, they're wild animals, right? I mean, am I brain dead here or what?
Yeah, they're always going to have that, you know, that wild animal sort of behavior that you can't take out of them. That's the way they're born.
No, he's born out. So he lets them run around the house, and I guess he's got more than one snake, but he lets them run around the house free. Can you imagine dating him? My, that must have been a trip.
I actually like snakes, so I don't have an issue so much with it, but I wouldn't sleep with it.
No, this thing is running around the house like your dog would.
I have limits.
So, again, just so we're clear, I'm not laughing that a human died. I'm simply laughing that he actually, this guy actually didn't see a problem with this. And knowing the nature of snakes and nature of a python, this stuff just
just to me, I get the biggest kick out of this. This is just crazy. You cannot tame a wild beast just because you want to. We did that story a couple of years back about a liberal. I mean, the liberal as you can get, and she decided that her cat no longer needed meat and would only feed the cat vegetables and such, and the cat died.
God.
Okay? It's like, lady, this is what they eat. This is how they eat. You can't change nature. You just can't do it. So anyhow, all right. But we were talking about that again. We were talking about the teacher in Mesa, Arizona, that decided that she was going to start changing the Declaration of Independence. She could change men to humans, and then went on to tell the kids about how she intended and partook in a protest against President Donald Trump. These are fourth graders, right?
Again, keep your personal politics outside of your job.
Yep.
She doesn't know what kind of families these kids come from. Some could be Trump supporters. Some might not be. It's none of her. It's not her place to be telling the kids her political ideology. It's, first of all, none of the kids' business. But second of all, they don't want to know. Because God forbid they disagree with her. And then they're going to be afraid to speak up and maybe express their opinion. These people, these teachers that do this, are bullying the kids. Because these kids, even if, and when they do speak up, they, you know, they get lambasted.
Right.
So this is not a good thing. Just keep it outside of the classroom. Protest all you want, sweetheart. Do it on your own time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. When you're getting paid to do something, you're getting paid to do that. You know, I won't go there. I'll leave it alone. But anyway. Oh, yeah. I could have field day, which just ran across my mind. Anyhow, NASCAR agrees with Donald Trump. I know I didn't send you this one, but owners at Dale Jr., NASCAR owners at Dale Jr. take varying stances on the anthem protest. But one of many was outspoken and said, look, here's the deal. I guess it's Richard Petty. He's a team co-owner. And he said, look, he told the Associated Press, you take a knee during the national anthem here, you're done. You're going to get fired.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Really that simple. That's
and
not what I pay you to do.
He can do that.
Yes.
He can do that because he's the employer. You don't have free speech rights when you walk through your employer's door and you're representing the interests of your employer.
Yep.
And if you don't like it, open your own business or get a job somewhere else where they don't care if you're doing that kind of stuff while you're working.
Yep. No, agreed.
You know?
And people need to figure this out. You don't. Yeah, you know, that's where they get kind of confused, right? You don't have free speech rights everywhere. Because, you know, when you're at, like you say, you're at work, you're at a private organization. You don't have free, you know, if you go to church, right? You don't have free speech rights at church. They have dogma. They have scripture they follow. Your opinion doesn't matter. And
get in so much
people,
trouble.
They, now, listen, they would go back to the old witch days, I think. If,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
Witch trial.
What do they call that?
No.
The block and tackle or whatever it was? I don't even know what it was.
Joe, we can't say whatever we want on the radio.
No, we can't.
I mean, seriously, and even if, say I came out with something crazy, and, you know, you talked to me afterwards and said, hey, you can't be saying stuff like that, even if it was okay by the FCC, I should abide by that because it's your show, and you want it to be a certain way. And I would respect that. Not that I ever would, but you know. But still, you respect that. It's not a free speech issue when you're doing something for someone else and representing someone else.
Yep. No, you're right. And here's for those of you who don't really understand how capitalism works. Here's how capitalism works. A Broncos player took a knee during the national anthem on Sunday, and he got the bad news this morning. He lost an endorsement over it. So
nice. Who did that?
Let me see. Before the game with the Buffalo Bills Sunday, Von Miller took a knee with several other players to protest comments from President Trump. And according to the Gazette in Colorado Springs, Miller lost an endorsement from Phil Long Dealerships, who has asked TV stations to stop airing ads, including the star linebacker. So I'm sure that was a good chunk of change out of his pocket, thank God.
Nice.
That's how you learn the realities, that there's also consequences for this kind of thing. You know?
Well, and that's why, like, the NFL, this really started, a couple years ago when Kaepernick started his stuff. You know, the boy who was brought up privileged and is a multimillionaire.
Right.
He started his, and NFL, people got mad in the NFL, and then the Dallas Cowboys, you know, wanting to support the cops that were killed. They all, the NFL, I guess their ratings went down by,
I don't know, 20 or 30%.
And it's affecting the local TV stations who air their games.
Yeah. Oh, I think
so
Sunday was the,
downhill.
Yeah, it was like the third worst, whatever, you know, NFL viewed game that there was. See, I don't keep up with sports, so it's tough for me to keep up with this stuff. But I've been hearing all day long about how bad it was from a viewership standpoint. But they're still hardcore. Look, I was poking some people on Sunday that are hardcore Patriots, okay? Or they appeared to be hardcore Patriots, all right? And I don't talk about New England Patriots either. But when it came to this dealing, I said to them, would you give up the game? Would you not watch the sport, you know, in taking a stand for this? And they were like, no. No, I'm still going to watch the game because it's too political. I'm not going to bring politics in. They go, wait a minute. The players brought politics into it.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's not us. It's the players.
Right. Well, and that's why people are blaming Trump. And granted, I agree Trump should have kept his mouth shut out of this. Because it served two purposes. However, these guys were doing this before that already. So then they try to double down. It was offensive against their fans. Trump said stuff that people already agree with.
Yep.
So they didn't really think this one through because, you know, ESPN has been blowing money, you know, losing revenue because of they, you know, get so political. And the NFL has already been losing money because of it. I know a lot of people who have been fans of lots of teams for lots of years, and they're done. And, you know, because part of the reason, it's not what they were protesting, it's not even that they took a knee during the anthem, it's that they brought politics into football. Keep your politics out. The left has politicized everything because they wanted to destroy everything.
Right. No, you know, and again, it doesn't have to be involved in everything. Politics is not involved in everything. So, you and I were talking about this earlier, and we're getting ready to go for break, so we'll really beat it up on the other side. But there was a shooting in Tennessee over the weekend. But when you read the titles, when you read the news line, nothing about color in this case. I wonder why that is. We'll find out on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I so much appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. Help me kick the week off and see what we can do about getting people all riled up to actually work, to actually fight for the week. Anyway, Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So, okay. The first thing I want to hit on, just before we went to break, I said there was a shooting. I mean, again, this is, we're not making light of this, but I want you to see the difference. So, there was a shooting in Tennessee over the weekend. And there were, I think one person was killed, right? And I don't know, let's see, how many were hurt? One was killed. There were several were hurt. One just got out of the hospital. And you don't see anywhere on there anything about color or motive.
Nope.
If this was a white Christian whatever, like, you know, like we've seen in the past, what would the headline have read?
Oh, it would have been, you know, white guy, white supremacist or whatever kills whatever. I mean, it just, or, you know, the left yep. would have been like, all the anti-gunners would have been like, oh, typical, another white guy kills a bunch of people or tries to at a mass shooting. But in this case, this guy was a black Sudanese immigrant who went into a predominantly white church to shoot up as many people as he could.
Yep.
And the thing is, the thing that they really don't talk about is that a 22-year-old kid tried to stop him.
Yeah.
And then actually went out to his car and got his pistol that was in his car to actually stop him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So let me see. A non-police officer. What?
Yep. I was going to say, all he did, all this kid did, he held him at gunpoint. He didn't even shoot him or anything. He held him at gunpoint and stopped this guy from shooting more people and killing anyone else. Take that one, gun control freaks.
Well, that was just an anomaly, Kimberly. Don't you know that doesn't happen? That never happens. Don't you know that? What's wrong with you? He was a church usher, Robert Caleb. Let's give him some you know props here. Robert Caleb Engel. He was 22. He confronted the man and he was pistol whipped by the guy. You know, so here he is. He's beat by the guy and he's not stopped. He keeps this young man kept going at it, kept coming back at him to save him, to save the other people. But this may have been a domestic dispute. Also, this guy had been to the church before. Was he casing it? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't know.
Yep.
So, and Engel was a licensed gun owner. So, you know, for all intents and purposes, it ended well because it could have been a lot worse. Yeah.
Well, it's
go ahead.
The woman he killed was out in the parking lot. So it's not like Engel, if he had his firearm, if he was carrying it, which he might not be allowed to in the church, might have stopped it, but he wasn't. She was outside. He wasn't. So
right.
But still, I mean, this kid stopped this guy from doing any more damage because he had a gun.
Yeah.
Because illegally had a firearm for just this kind of thing, because you never know where it's going to happen, and you certainly don't think it's going to happen in your church when you're worshiping the Lord.
Well, no, you have your guard down, right? So. But basically, the fellow who did the damage is believed to have did the murder. Is believed to have come to the United States from the Sudan in 1996. He was here legally, but he wasn't a citizen. So if you're not a citizen, I'm not so sure. I don't think you can get a gun, right?
Nope.
Right. So I wonder what law you could have put into effect that doesn't already exist that would have kept him from getting a gun.
Nothing.
But Kimberly, why aren't they screaming about more gun control with this? Why isn't this all over the news? Why isn't this a big deal? I'm confused here. I'm not the smartest guy in the room.
Because the shooter's black, had his gun illegally, the parishioners that he tried to kill were mostly white, and he was stopped by a legal gun owner, a law-abiding citizen. Of course they're not going to report on this. It's mostly the stories I'm seeing are local.
Yeah,
it's
just amazing to me that we let them get away with this. But see, my mantra the last couple of months has been, we've allowed this. We're letting this happen. And until we decide to take back the narrative, until we stop letting them lay out the story, we're gonna keep fighting this. We're going to have to keep fighting this.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, we just passed constitutional carry in New Hampshire this year. And it was signed into law. And we already have this moron left-winger who has come in with a new bill who wants to make it so that landlords can discriminate against gun owners. So I can't wait to have a field day when I testify against
little
this
chip,
one.
Little chip, right? I'm just chipping away at this thing.
I might make her cry. Please how?
Record it for me.
Seriously, because, so you're a landlord, and someone comes to you, and you're going to ask them if they have firearms. That's, first of all, that's none of your business. Second of all, what if this is an abused woman or a woman who's being stalked and purchased a firearm to protect herself? You're going to ask her about that?
So, wait a minute. I got a better one for you. In California, federal law says you can't rent to somebody here legally. Somebody who's in this country illegally, you can't rent an apartment to. All right? In California, you can't ask somebody if they're here illegally.
That's so brilliant. Hey, you know what? In Connecticut, you know, federal dollars, you're not supposed to give welfare to illegals. In Connecticut, they're not allowed to ask for their papers.
So, oh, God.
So they're not allowed to ask if they're legal.
The craziness here is just amazing. It never stops. Hey, speaking about craziness, Anthony Weiner's in the news again. You know why?
He's doing hard time.
21 months in prison for his sexting scandal. And he was hoping Hillary would get in. Because he would have got a walk in this, don't you think? They would have let him go.
Pardoned him. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
But think about it. I mean, he with all the sexting he did and his cockiness. Do you remember him on, what was her name, Megyn Kelly shows? How he was always just such a snot to her.
Oh, he was a horrible human. He is a horrible human being in general. Forget the sexting thing. He's just a horrible, horrible human being.
Oh, and he was, and just so people get this, because you don't see a lot of people coming out against him. He was a 15-year-old girl that he was texting with, that he knew he was texting with. She told him he was 15, and he egged her on to use Snapchat at first, and then he asked her to move over to Skype, and he wanted her to sexually perform for him. Okay?
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. Where's the outrage from the left? Where's all these, you know, morally... Go ahead.
Don't be silly. He's a Democrat. Democrats can treat women, children, anybody, however they want, and it's okay because they have a D next to their name. That's how it is.
Now, wait a minute. This gets even better. That same computer that he was using, you probably already know this, but okay. Yeah, the same computer he was using to do Snapchat and Skype and all this happy stuff, he also had, the FBI found a boatload of Clinton's emails on that had been forwarded to him by his wife.
Yeah.
She had no clearance for these things, and she had no right to send them.
Nope.
Right?
But, you know, I guess James Comey didn't really want to investigate that too much.
Yeah. Oh, God. This just continually gets worse. This is just crazier and crazier. So when I come back in the next hour, and this ought to get your blood boiling, Stanford is now subsidizing emergency contraceptives in vending machines. So you can have any kind and all the sex you want all weekend long or even during the week, you know, should the situation happen. And there's vending machines. You just go grab what you need. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wrote about it for a while. I think Berkeley does it, too.
Yeah, it's just...
It's kind of good, though, if you think about it.
Oh, God. How about... never mind. So, then a couple of other schools, Palomar College now has... they have those... You know those... You go to Chuck E. Cheese's, they have those plastic balls in the big pits, right?
Yeah.
So now they have a whole bunch of those they brought into the school. So the kids can jump in there and get to know each other better before they start the school year. Anyway...
God.
My God, this just gets worse. Anyway, go ahead and tell people how they find you and read more of your writings.
They can find me at New Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers Project, and Granite Rock. Oh, my goodness. And you can find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
Always fun, isn't it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe coming up in the next hour. Like I said, I really am going to do Stanford subsidies. I mean, I know they're not the only one, but this gets even better. I mean, they're putting machines all over the place. So, you know, wherever you decide you need to have sex, you'd have something you could use. I don't even know where to go with that. Anyhow, we're going to talk about California's bills that are sitting there waiting for Governor Jerry Brown to sign. Hopefully he'll go on vacation for a couple of years and he'll never sign them. We'll be back in a little bit. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.